Kaf Ches Iyar, Sunday the 2nd of June, Rabbi Eli Brunner, Shavuos. This week's Toraway has been sponsored by Family Korbel, Lichvot Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Akiva Korbel, this Shabbos, which passed Parshas B'chukosai.
Shavuos Rabbeinu, as you heard now, Shavuos is coming up. I'm not speaking about the Kriyas Torah, but some a few inyonim on Shavuos in order to be mekabel the Torah ve'ahava. In our Jewish calendar, at least in Chutz La'aretz, Sefer Bamidbar must come directly before Shavuos, because Chazal say minu ve'itzu, count and then celebrate the Shavuos. Because we want, the idea is just like Rosh Hashanah, Tochel Shonah V'kil Loiseh, Tochel Shonah B'choiseh, we want the year to finish off with B'chokoisai, the last week's, yesterday said the B'chokho, and the Bamidbar should come now, because the Torah, the Shpoch gave the Torah in the Bamidbar Sinai, so it's a remes that the, just before Shavuos is always Parshas Bamidbar. The Mechaber writes in Simen Toch Tzadik Dalet, that B'yoim Nun, the Sfiras Oema, on the 50th day of the Sfiras Oema, Hu Chag Shavuos. In other words, after we've been counting 50 days of the Sfira, we celebrate Shavuos. Unlike Pesach and Sukkot, where the Torah gives us dates, the Torah gives us clear dates when Pesach and Sukkot is. But for Shavuos, there's no date. And the Pashtus is, we don't need a date for Shavuos, since we've been counting Pesach from Pesach 50 days, so 50 days later, after Pesach, is Shavuos. But Lemaisa, we know that Shavuos has got 2 days. And that's the whole problem. Why do we keep Shavuos 2 days? There can't be a Sveikid Yoimo. We just said we've counted 50 days from Pesach. Pesach is Sveikid Yoima, Sukkot is Sveikid Yoima, but Shavuos can't be Sveikid Yoima. You know, on the 50th day is Shavuos, so why do we keep Yom Shavuos 2 days? Oh, Izuk the Rambam, as far as I know, the Rambam is the only one who says this, Kedei Shelo Yilach Loit B'Moyadim, what we call Loi Plug, for the sake of uniformity, to keep Shavuos in line with Pesach and Sukkot, Shavuos has also got 2 days. Lemaisa, in fact, it comes out, the Chassam Sofer comes with a big chiddush. The Chassam Sofer is mechadish that even though we've got the second day Shavuos, which is really, it's not needed, it's only al tzloi plug, because of that he wants to say you shouldn't be mezalzel in the second day, he works out that the second day Shavuos is even more chumor than the second day Pesach and the second day Sukkot. Why? Because of Maisa Shehoya. There was a Maisa in Broid. The love of Broid was a Shloim Kluga. He was a Goron Oilom, he was Mechab of very many Sforim, and he was the love in Broid. And there was a Maisa, in Broid, yeah. There was a Choyla who was dying, a Choyla Mesukin, and Rachmon Elitzlani was dying. He had no children, so his wife would have to do Yibum with this man's brother. But the problem was the brother lived in Rome, far away from Broid. And this woman was a poor woman. She couldn't afford the fares to get to Rome. So what would have emerged would have been that she would have remained in Aguna all her life. So in order to save her becoming an Aguna, because she would have to do either Yibum or Chalitza, but she couldn't do either of them. So in order to save the problem that she shouldn't be Aguna, the Pshoim Kluger wanted to paskin that it was a second day Shavuos. In order to save her, to be matzil her, they should write a get. Because since the second day Shavuos is only is a shvacha de rabbonon, there's no reason to make the second day Shavuos midina. So if Shloim Kluger paskin, they should write a get to be matzal her. So, but before this, he contacted the Chassam Sofer, and to check it out with the Chassam Sofer, When it's Bersedia to do this.
How would it work? The husband's in...
Yeah. Alive.
The husband's in Rome.
I know. The husband's alive. The husband's brother's in Rome.
What?
Before the husband died, he would do a
husband's
gift.
In God. The husband's brother's in Rome.
Yeah.
Before he died. Yeah, how it works, the logistics of it, I don't know. I can't answer my life.
When did he come
to
the husband's...
And that's how the mice is brought down. That's how the mice is joy. The logistics is talking a little bit schwer. Yeah, I raised that finish, how it works.
No, the husband was the father.
Yeah.
He was in Rod.
Yeah.
So he couldn't write it yet.
Yeah, the husband could do it.
Yes.
Yeah, but how would it... Any case, as my sister showed
you,
Kachoya.
You don't need to come on to it.
So the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer, Paskin Taka, no. Hey, Yoyis, the Rambam says that the second day Yom Tov is Altsaloi Plug. Memele, be in order, we shouldn't be Mazals, and he writes, Chassam Sofer, Cholila Lichtov, get Beyom Sheini Deshuas. And he answered it, they didn't do it. What actually happened afterwards, Shtetnish? That's the Maisa. That's the Maisa. At any rate, the Shlom HaKodesh writes that just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that kol bo oilom oivim lefonov kivnei mor, and if you shot him there how to learn up the Gemara, then adnei kumtois, there's a, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, there are four Rosh Hashanahs. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Odom, for us, for people. There's a Rosh Hashanah lehavdil for behemoths. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Mises, and there's a Rosh Hashanah for Ilonois. Four Abu Rosh Hashanim heim. So kumtois, the Rosh Hashanah for Shavuos is the Yom Adin is for Torah, they say. Unfortunately, the Shlomo writes there's a special Rosh Hashanah. How much Torah will we be able to be koine in the year, and that's decided on Shavuos. Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah. Is the Shoshana for Torah. And that's why the Shlomo HaKodesh writes as a special tefillah. Stomach, they'll give it out here. Usually in most parts of Medoshim, they give out as a special tefillah to say tomorrow, Erev Rosh Chodesh from the Shlomo, it's for ourselves and for our children and the Enklavs, Atzov Kolodoyas, a special tefillah, we should be able to have Siyata Dishmaya to be Mekabel the Torah. So, in order to be Mekabel the Torah, we need to do some Hachona. You can't just all of a sudden, hey presto, here's Shavuos. What sort of achonos do we need to do? Is Simchas Yisrael writes that lechora there's a redundancy in our yomim tovim. We've got the yom tov of Shavuos and we've got the yom tov of Simchas Torah. Lechora they're both the same. Why do we need both? On Shavuos we rejoice with the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, just like we do on Simchas Torah. Was there enough communities in Shavuos and Simchas Torah? Why do we need both? Says of Simchas Yisrael, sometimes you can get a present, and the present has got a tremendous chashivas. It's got a great value to that present. And sometimes you get a present from someone else, it's not so valuable. Only the person who gave you that present, he's choshev. So you look away from the fact at the actual matona, and you look at the one, the noisin, who gives you the matona. Zoktev Simchas Yisrael Azoy. This is the chilek between Simchas Torah and Shavuos. On Simchas Torah, we focus on the giver of the Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah, we Mesayim the Torah, and we Mesameach with the Torah, because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah. As it says, Zeh HaYoim Osa Hashem, Nogilev Nisimchon Boi. Boy is the pshat we are mesameach with the Ribbono Shel Olam that he gave us this matono, the Torah. That's Simchas Torah. But when it comes to Shavuos, he says, in Shavuos there's a double simcha. Number one, we're mesameach that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah, plus the fact that he gave us such a beautiful matono as the Torah HaKdoshah, because one without the other, health nisht. There's a famous moshel of the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid says, to end the discussion, why do we need Simchas Torah and Shavuos? So he brings a beautiful moshel with the princess and the king. It's a famous moshel. The princess got married, and the father, the king, made a small wedding. Hired a small private hall in a back street, and he invited just a few local guests, and that was the wedding. Finished. After the wedding, the princess goes up to her father and he says to the king, he says, Father, thank you very much for the wedding, but I don't understand you. You're one of the richest people in the world. You could have given away one of your banqueting halls. You could have invited half the town. There is how many people? Why did you make me such a nebuchadnezzar little wedding? Do I deserve this? And she was a bas yechida. She was an only daughter. Says the king to the princess, I'll explain you. He says, look here. This young man who you just married, you don't really know him from Adam. Along, you've met him a couple of times, you've gone out with him. Hopefully, he'll be the right man, and hopefully, you all live together happily. But whereas, statistically speaking, it might not work out. And therefore, I made that zacheshben. Let's see how you get along for 6 months. In 6 months' time, if you're still living together, and you're happily married, I promise you, I'll make you a beautiful reception, a beautiful dinner. I'll give you one of my banqueting halls. I'll invite whoever you want. It'll be a tremendous simcha. Zokte Dubne Magid, the same is with us. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. But who says, who knows if we will keep it? Where is? Well, soon come to it. Well, Horiah, they said, when they said Naseh V'Nishma, shortly afterwards they made the eagle. Who knows if we'll keep it? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you keep the Torah, you keep my mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, I promise you, late in 6 months' time, you'll have the Simchas Torah. You'll appreciate what I gave you. The Gemara zokt in Nedor. Gemara feita kashin, pei alef, a famous Gemara. Almor of the Hordes. Why did Eretz Yisrael get destroyed? So there are a few mahalchim in the Gemara. And the one answer the Gemara says, Shuloi bolchu b'toyah t'chila. In the Poshib Shat is, they never made Birchas HaTorah. They learned Torah, but they didn't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So the Ram, of an order on the Daf, brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, and he writes, Bezer Loshon. What does it mean, Shuloi bolchu b'toyah t'chila? Is it possible to say, in those days when Torah was so high up, they wouldn't have made Birchas HaTorah? Zok deran b'shem Rabbeinu Yoino, shaloi hoiso ha-toyra chashuva b'eineem kol kach. They didn't treasure Torah enough, sheyehiroi levor echoleho, to make the Birchas HaTorah, shaloi hoyo oiskin bo lishmo. They learned Torah, but they didn't learn it lishmo. U'mitoyach kach, hoi mazalzene b'bechose, they were mazalzene d'brocha. They just upgedaven d'brocha. In other words, Rabbein Yoin is telling us that it's not enough just to learn Torah. Yes, we're kovei itim, I'm talking to myself now. We're kovei itim l'Torah, that's fine. But before you sit down and learn, in the Masifta Gemara, there being a nice little tefillah. You've got a Gemara handy, Masifta Gemara. L'shem Yichud, you're learning, what the time that you're learning, you should learn Nishma. And that makes all the difference. Instead of just opening up the Gemara, open the Mishnah, you don't just fall into it. That you can do with maths, lahavdil, or with science, and English literature, all these things. But when it comes to Torah is a shtik kedusha, we have to have that chola. There's a special tefillah to say, it's 1.5 lines, it takes a couple of seconds, and that makes all the difference to our learning. You try it, and I'm telling you, Tamaru, you'll see it's a gewaltig. The whole learning is different. The word is, they said they learned Torah, but as Dovid HaMelech says, Lulei Soroscha Shashurai Ozavadeti Ba'oni. Dovid HaMelech is saying, if it wasn't for your Torah, I would have been perished in my affliction. And he also said, Lamoshav, Loilam Loyav Eshkach Bukudecho Kivon Chiyisoni, I'll never forget your Torah and mitzvahs, because it's through them that has kept me alive. So if we bear that in mind before we start learning the Torah, that is the hachona for Torah, especially for Shuas. The Moshe Feinstein, he would make a special tefillah when we come to the end of davening in Vodetzion. Some of us, I won't say chalil, all of us, some of us, and you see this b'chush every day, comes to Baruch Alakene Shivon Lachmoyle, off with the tefillin, quit b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'
came to just those few words, Boruch El Elokein, that's the end of davening. Boruch El Elokein, Shebron Elich Voidoi, Vivdilon Emen Atoyen, Venos Alon, the Teras Emes, Hu yiftach libeinu mesudosai, v'yosem b'libeinu ahavosev v'yunosel nasas etzoinu la'ovdoi b'leiv of sholeim. And here we are, we're taking our tefillin, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are neilat b'chola. We're rushing off. Where are you rushing to? You can't wait another minute and finish off. In fact, I saw once, I think Rabbi Chesner, Dayan Chesner brings down Shlita for now, Fikim the Rov. He says, it's if possible to have to keep the tefillin on till after Leinu, because we don't know how great the tefillin of Leinu is. But at least, when it comes to this tefillin, the end of Avodat Zion, we should try and keep the tefillin on, and that again makes all the difference to our tefillah and Torah, because without Torah you can't have tefillah, and without tefillah you can't have Torah. So, time allowing, I'd just like to say over Lukovitch was, taka ashtikl Torah. The best achono for Torah is Torah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peiches, a famous Gemara, Kishomda Yisroel Eitzel Hasinai, when Klal Yisroel was standing by Hasinai, Omu Nase Venishma. Oma Rebeloza, Zot Rebeloza, Beshorshi Kdimi Yisroel, Nase Venishma, when Yidin said, Nase Venishma, Yotzes Obaskoil, a heavenly voice came out, Va Omu and said, Lantun Klal Yisroel, Mi Gile Lebona Rose, who gave away this secret, Shemalacha Hashoes Mishtam Shimboi, which the Malochim use? As it says, Boch Hashem Malochov, Giboyne Koyach, Oise Devolo Lishmoya Kol Devoy. Only a Malach can do something before he hears it. Us humans, we have to first hear what to do, and then you do it. So really, we should have said, Nishma V'Nasa. We'll hear what there is to do, and then we'll do it. And we said Nasa V'Nishma like the Malochim. How is it possible? Fake the world, there is an unbelievable Tosefta in Bava Kama in Meruba, Perek Zayin, in the back of the Gemara is a Tosefta. Those are the Mishnayos which was left out from Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, Rabbi Chiya, his Talmud Mova collated together and made a Tosefta out of it. It's got kimat the same koyach as a Mishnah. If a Gemara asks a kasha from a Tosefta, it's keilu it's onto a Tosefta. It's keilu is asking from a Mishnah. It's the same koyach as onto a Tosefta. And dort steht Shiva Ganovim Heim. Then the Tosefta lists up the 7 different kinds of ganovim, and one of the ganovim mentioned is kishaomda. This is the loshon of Tosefta, unbelievable loshon. Kishaomda Yisrael al Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael was standing at Har Sinai, bikshu lignoiv daas v'loyno. They wanted to do genevas daas on the Ribono Shel Olam. Shenema, as we state in pasuk, koil asher dibar Hashem. Nasa v'nishma, kaviyochol nignav hu lohem. We cheated the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it says later, miyitin v'hoyel avovim zeh lohem liyin oisi kol hayomim. Why? Where's the Geneva stars? As we said before, because shortly after when they said nasa v'nishma, they made the eagle. So if they made the eagle, how could they have said nasa v'nishma? Which is a plea atzuma. In Cheder we learn when Klal Yisrael said Nase v'nishma, that was a spitz madrega. We were on the top madrega by saying Nase v'nishma. And don't state that Tosefta. It's a tremendous makor, a tremendous source that says no, Nase v'nishma wasn't so fantastic. Forget it was Geneva's das. So what's the pshat? How do these two reconcile together? So they asked Avshach Zichronim Loch and he said, yeah, episode Geneva's das there must have been, but He wasn't Masbirit. So, Dani Astati, in my humble opinion, I want to suggest a new pshat in the Gemara, and midem kemefa'en from this apparent contradiction, the stira. We find this inyan of Geneva's Das isn't stam in the Weltorah. Geneva's Das we find already in the Torah. The first, who did the first Geneva's Das on anybody? Does anybody know? Huh?
Yaakov?
No, even earlier.
Lavan?
No. Avraham Avinu. When the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, steht va'atacha so'etz va'yuchelu. Says Rashi, nirka ochlu. They made out as if they were eaten. Mikan zogdashi lo'olam al yishan odem in aminik. When in Rome, do as Rome does. Such a good example. But you do the minig amokim. If the minig hamokem is to eat, you eat. If you don't eat, you don't eat. Now Avraham Avinu, how great he was, he was still a boss of Edom. He ate. Malochim don't eat. So that's what it says in the Pasuk Vayochelim, Zogt Rashi, they didn't eat. Nile kochlu. They made out as if they were eating. So you see there's a Geneva's Das. The Malochim did Geneva's Das on Avraham. He made Avraham Avinu think that they're eating by him, in order that he should have the Nachas Ruach. He was Yom Shlishi Lemilosa, he had no guests, he was upset. So they came along, and if they wouldn't have eaten, he would have been more upset. Guests, he invites guests to come along, and they don't eat. So Nil Kochlu, they made out as if they were eating. They did Geneva's dance on him, and the Heta was in order to give the Luchas HaNefesh and Nachas Ruach to Avraham Avinu, they made out as if they ate, but really they didn't eat. We find that there's Inyan for Shon HaBayis as well. You can do Geneva's Das with limitations, of course, like, oh, white lies is a shtickle Geneva's Das. It's got to be done carefully, because if she chaps you, it can be worse. you have to be careful. But Kolponim, there is a tzad, there is a makor from Geneva's Das, back already in the Torah, back to Avraham Avinu with the Malochim. So, Mimela, so I want to suggest like this. When the Gemara says, Mi gilaroze lebonai. Who gave away the secret that the Malachim say, what Pashtas we said, they say Nasa v'nishma, when we should have said Nishma v'nasa. I want to say Pshat is like this. Who gave away the secret? Mi gilaroze lebonai, dovash malach ha'shoes, what the Malachim did to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did Geneva's Das. The Malachim did Geneva's Das and Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara is saying, Mi gilaroz de'elabonai, who gave away the secret to us that we should do Geneva's on the Bainish Lalem just like the Malachim did on Avraham Avinu? Mi gilaroz, and it fits in the Lashon Gemara very nicely. Mi gilaroz de'elabonai, who gave away the secret of Shemalach HaShores Mishtam Shemboi, what the Malachim did to Avraham Avinu, that we should be able to say Nasa v'nishma? And bearing this pshat in mind, we can infer now Toysis Kasha as well. Toysis asked the Kasha, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam need to do it? The Gemara says, Kof Alem HaKigigis, Kodesh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain, Kigigis, like a barrel, and he told them, Im Tekabelu Es HaToyro, Mutav. If you're prepared to accept the Torah, it's fine and void. Im Lav, Shom Tei Kevaraschem. You're going to be buried under there. Agav Dach Chovetz Chaim says, what says Shom Tei Kevaraschem? He should have said, point to Hekev, ask him, here you're going to be buried. This is Shom. So the Chofetz Chaim, we weren't there at Har Sinai. But Shom means all future doyos, Ad Sof Kaladoyos, till Mashiach and beyond, all those Neshomas were at Har Sinai. So Mimele, that's what he's saying, Shom to Hekev, ask him, which were later on, the doyos later, are all there. We all heard Matan Torah. My mother, Olea Shalom, said, and she said it over to Olam Godel, and he accepted it. She wanted to say Azar Chiddush, that by Kabbalah Satoyah and Matan Toyah, the sound of the Ribbono Shel Olam was so was so strong and so holy that somewhere in the air there are waves. We know they're sound waves. So she used to say when we were children, the day will come that we'll be able to rehear those Aseres HaDibros, because there's somewhere, since the coil, the sound was so strong and so holy, it must be, there must eventually, somehow or other, with modern technology, they'll be able to chop these waves, and we'll be able to hear again Matan Torah. Well, come upon him, we can be for end for Toysis Kasha. Toysis asked the Kasha, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to do, Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, lift up the bell, and say, Im Tekamlus HaToyo, Mutter, Im Lav Shoptehim Karaschem, we said already in Nasa V'Nishma. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to lift up the mountain and force us to be Mekabel the Torah? The Teretz is, how we said before, L'choy Ezer Gut. Because when we said Nasa V'Nishma, it was with Geneva's Das. We didn't really mean it. Horaya, shortly afterwards, we made the Eagle. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to force us to be Mekabel the Torah. We should be Mekabel the Torah al P'emes. And once we were Mekabel it al P'emes, then we became Mekabel it Bahavu. So the Boyne Shalom and Mehalten, we should be Zoicha, we should be make the Richtige Acholnes Lekov and Shavuos, and we should be Mekabel the Torah, and in the Mishchusva and Shavuos, which is the Yoyim Adin for Torah, Mezal Megin Zan Torah, Zan Megin and Matzle, as the Gemara says in Soitel, Mezal Anu Zoicha Zan, Sezein, the Gula Shalema, the Binyan Beis Amidosh, Meher, B'Yomeinu, Amen. Have you got one spare?
Sorry. Yeah. Case came from before somebody. Doesn't say who it was. And they did it. And they did include it. Later came before Kruger. And Kruger had
You get to the